It's Friday night at the Smithton Youth Recreation Centre. You can smell the popcorn. There's coloured murals on the walls, some fairy lights up on the lighting rig above, a rather impressive drum kit. It's the sort of place that young people really would want to come to. But tonight, there's people of all ages. The documentary Two Trains has just screened, sharing some personal stories about the effect of drugs on local people's lives and what some members of the community are doing to try to combat it and educate young people about the dangers of drug use and addiction. Let's find out what people thought.
Graham King and Smithton, Tasmania. I really liked it, yeah. It was a great show. It sort of gave a good view of the community and in a really positive way as well.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
And what did you learn about the drug ice tonight?
I learned that it affects a lot of communities across Australia, not just ours, and it's a problem that we're dealing with right now, and yeah.
Hi, I'm Tara Williams, 12. It was good and it explained how ice and that ruins your life.
Hello, my name is David. I'm 53. I thought it was a great documentary to raise awareness of how dangerous the drug ice is, yes. Yeah, no, it's great that the young people have made this.
Yeah. What do you think the role is for young people in combating ice addiction?
I guess it's just raising of awareness that the drug ice is in another league compared to alcohol. Yeah, it's a dangerous, addictive drug, yeah.
I'm Trevor Spinks, 69. I live in Smithton and I've been here all my life. I thought it was very well done. It not only depicted the issues relating to drugs and alcohol, but it depicted, it outlined a lot of the very good things about living in our municipality. Take my hat off to everyone that was involved. I thought it was excellent. It certainly, if it saves one person or 10 people from going down that path, the documentary is well worthwhile.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
I'm Laura Johnson, and the most interesting part I liked was meeting new people in the community.
Hi, my name is Isabel Walter, and I liked interviewing people.
My name is Joby Starrick, and what do you want me to say? I'm the director.
Yeah.
My name's Dudley and I just kind of got the crew together.
My name's Jay Gray and I enjoy doing everything.
My name's Devin Catalan.
My name's Brayden Ferguson and I did some of the narration.
My name's Curtis Maher and I helped out with the interviews and a lot of behind the scenes stuff.
I'm so surprised so many people showed up. I thought it was only going to be like a small amount, but yeah, it is Smithton.
It was 121, I counted them.
Oh, wow.
We got 121.
Yeah. Like this way.
A few of my mates, they seemed like really excited after they watched it. They were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that really happened. Like, it seems so professional and everything.
I think the whole idea was to try and show how the community has improved rather than, kind of fail in a way.
In response to, there was a lot, like when it first publicly came out and Smithton copped a fair bit of flack for ice and methamphetamine use, and I think one of our focuses was to show the town in a good light as well, just to give people hope, you know, how we're going to overcome this or how we have overcome it. So yeah,
we learned a lot about ice in this documentary. I think we did. So yeah,
I think it's just that it can happen to anybody. It's not that something that's just tied down to a particular group of people. It can be affecting your best friend for all we know. We just need to look deeper into it and, find out that, it can happen to anybody and nobody's safe.
What do you hope happens from here with this project?
Ice stops in Circular Head, please. Please, any form of drugs or something, just stop, for goodness sake.